and time for sports. The nightmare is back for what may possibly be her last boxing bout in Aotearoa. Mia Motu will step into the ring tonight at ABA Stadium in Auckland, where she has gone up two weight classes for the non-title bout. Joining me now is sports reporter Jonty Dine. Why could this be the last time we see her fight in New Zealand?
Well, basically, Lisa, because of her own success, of course, she's still undefeated, 18-0, and she's at a point now where she's a big enough name to chase those mega fights over in Australia and the UK. But before that happens, she will meet 20-year-old Thai boxer Nepoket Srisawas, with a record of 8-1. As you mentioned, she is giving away 10 kgs to her opponent, and the IBO Bantamweight Championship will not be on the line. But Mia says she treats every fight like a title fight, and this is another crucial step as she sort of gets set to take on the world. Now, another factor as to why we may not see Mia in New Zealand again is Peach Pot Boxing is no longer with DNL Events. They are signed with No Limit Boxing, which is based in Australia. So it means we'll probably see less of our homegrown fighters here in New Zealand. But speaking this week, Mia is incredibly motivated. She said her whakapapa continues to play the biggest role for her in terms of motivation. It's the mana she carries into the ring, and she reiterated that without her ancestors fighting for her right, she wouldn't be in the position she is today.
I feel like no one can beat me. The only one that can beat me is myself. So when I go through those ropes and I throw those first punches, it's like, you're going to have to destroy me and kill me before you can actually finish me. Every round, that's the attitude and that's the person I carry. That's who I am. So I will just keep punching, and I will go to war, and I will fight, and I won't stop until that fight is actually finished.
So as you mentioned, Lisa, she'll be fighting at ABA Stadium, which is where her journey first began when she fought Wendy Talbot back in 2020. So it's been a rapid rise for Mia, and we're all sold out tonight, 8 rounds for the main event, and undercard also has plenty of up-and-coming boxers, including the professional debut of 18-year-old Sonny Morini. He has a host of amateur titles and accolades to his name, so plenty to look forward to tonight.
And the Black Caps have wrapped up their series in Pakistan.
They have, yeah, pretty surprising result. There's not many picked it, as it was such a depleted side heading over there. But they got a 4-run win in the fourth T20, and they now lead the series 2-1 with one game to play. It was a tense finish. They needed 6 off the final ball, but Jimmy Neesham held his nerve, and Imad Wazim was unable to find the rope. Now, opening batter Tim Robinson and fast bowler Will O'Rourke, they both really pressed their claims for World Cup spots. Of course, that T20 World Cup squad is named on Monday, and O'Rourke said this series serves the perfect chance for players to really impress and book their ticket.
Every time you get an opportunity to play for New Zealand, you get a chance to put your name forward as a contender for that World Cup. So, yeah, I'm not sure what the team will be for the World Cup, but if you're putting good performances together, they will get recognised.
So fifth and final game on Sunday morning, another early one, but one a final chance for these fringe players to stake their claim to be over in West Indies and United States later this year.
Thank you, Jonty. That is our sports reporter, Jonty Dine.